A blood drive seemed like a fitting way for a new Westminster police officer to honor her older sister. Det. Selena Beyer, who is the new Westminster Police Department's sexual assault investigator, has organized an August 20 blood drive in honor of her older sister Catherine, who is battling cancer. It's important for people to know that something as simple as giving blood can give people fighting cancer the energy and strength to keep going through treatments, Beyer said. People often ask how they can help, and my sister has always advocated for folks to donate blood, which can really improve their quality of life. Catherine, who is in her early 30s, is a single mom of a daughter who turned 6 in September. She was diagnosed with cervical cancer at the end of 2019. She started with cervical cancer. Unfortunately, it is in her lungs and some of her bones now, Beyer said. It's tough. We are just taking it day by day. Beyer, who donated blood for the first time last year, is spreading the word out about how easy it is to donate blood. Beyer also wants people to know what a big difference it can make in the lives of folks like her sister. She noted Catherine has required blood transfusions to get her to the point where she's able to undergo treatment for cancer. My sister has done lots of blood transfusions. There's a lot of people like cancer patients or people in car accidents, those sorts of things, that are very reliant on blood, she said. I'd really just like to get the word out about how we can make a difference, and it can be easily done. How to help members of the New Westminster Police Department, New Westminster Fire and Rescue Services and Transit Police are among the folks who have signed up to donate blood at the August 20 event. There is 115 appointments. The goal is to fill those, Beyer said. Beyer said her sister is thrilled to see people she hasn't even met signing up to give blood at the event. When you give blood, you don't really know where it goes, so you are helping people that you don't even know, Beyer said. She thought it was really cool that people are doing this, especially a lot of first-time people that donate blood. Beyer encourages people to donate blood if they can. I would just say, if you haven't donated blood, look into it. It's really easy to do. It's really easy to sign up. It's easy to donate. It takes less than an hour, she told The Record. It's a simple thing that can help someone, like cancer patients. Gail Voyer, Canadian Blood Services Associate Director of Donor Relations for the BC and Yukon region, said eligible donors are needed to make life-saving donations this summer. She said blood inventory levels are lower than normal following a surge in demand and a drop in attendance at donor centers after COVID-19 restrictions were gradually eased. Support starts in the community for thousands of Canadian hospital patients in need of blood and blood products, she said. We appreciate Selena's efforts to organize a blood donation event in honor of her sister who is going through a difficult cancer journey. Their interest in sharing their experience with others will help encourage more Canadians to become donors to respond to patients' needs. Voyer said all donors are encouraged to get involved, but there is a specific need for donors with type O negative blood. She said O negative blood donors are especially needed because that blood type can be transfused to any patient. As of August 13, a handful of spaces remained for the August 20 clinic and a September 16 clinic at Anvil Centre was fully booked. People can book appointments at other nearby clinics at www.blood.ca, the GiveBlood app or at 1-888-2-DONATE, 1-888-236-6283. If you make an appointment, please try to keep it. Missed or cancelled appointments are difficult for us to fill, Voyer added. If you are unable to make it to your appointment, please cancel it so we can find someone else to take your place or consider rebooking in coming months. Follow Teresa McManus on Twitter at Teresa McManus, email tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.